The man passed due. He drove up to the early morning empty parking lot of the big chain department store, surprised that the store was open for business at this hour. He knew that it was no longer cool to shop at this particular store, what with large wholesale chains operating full speed ahead with droves of gleamy-eyed wanderers lost in the aisles. But dadgummit, he was used to this store because all these years as an adult, he could actually find what he was looking for and get the heck out of there before being seized with the desire to purchase a lot of things he never would need. He knew that this store always had the kind of run-down candy counter near the front of the building, with its tired clerk dispensing the best-smelling popcorn in the country, the popcorn that you could sense the instant you walked in, the popcorn that defined the level of customer loyalty you maintained over a lifetime. And he knew that the distracted salespeople wouldn't know where anything was unless they were over 40 years of age and had been there goodness knows how long. But he was used to the atmosphere, and that's why he returned periodically. When he entered the store, he knew exactly that he was in another place, a place other than the chain store of his past experience. There was no candy counter. The clerks all wore red hospital-type smocks, and while never quite looking you in the eye, they now would actually try to find out things for you, even though they still had not quite gotten used to the new layout. He sniffed evidence of a hastily prepared employee training program that mimicked the other chains that were gradually putting older ones out of business. No popcorn smell here. He tried to find the three items he'd come for. They were all mysteriously missing, and the clerks seemed to have no recollection of their ever having been in the store. The lights were bright, the aisles clean, the merchandise stacked high toward the fluorescent ceilings, and no longer were there sections where you could find a one-of-a-kind item that seemed to be waiting just for you. In its place were piles of precisely identical items, as if the merchandisers expected all shoppers to be exactly alike these days and purchasing exactly similar items to the tune of rustling newspaper sales inserts. He turned around eventually, walked the endless corridors of shiny plastic-wrapped Hong Kong products, and re-entered his car in the empty parking lot. Later that day, he found exactly what he had been looking for all along in the old Woolworth department store that was still in business in the run-down part of the city neighborhood he lived in. A store that still had a profitless lunch counter, operating sleepily each day for the leftovers such as himself to use when they began to feel nostalgic. But even at the Woolworth store, the beginning of the end was evident. The popcorn machine was long gone, and soon thereafter, so was the store.